does that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, transcribed with Ernestine Wade, Lou Lubin, Johnny Lee, Peter Leeds, Roy Glenn, Ken Christie, Paul Dubois, Jeff Alexander's music, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Freeman Gosden. You know, hardly a day passes that my partner, Charlie Carell, and I don't hear from Rexall druggists telling us how happy they are when one of our listeners drops into his drugstore to get acquainted, just because we've asked him to do it. And if it makes the Rexall druggist happy, you can imagine how it makes us feel. We are honestly very grateful. Ladies and gentlemen, we are grateful, and we hope you'll keep up the good work. You'll find your Rexall family druggist a wonderful man to trade with, and Rexall drug products as fine as money can buy.
As we look in on the Kingfish and his wife Sapphire today, they are following the traditional American pastime, reading the Sunday paper.
Hey, honey, I was just looking at an ad in the theatrical section of the Sunday newspaper here. There's a new musical comedy over at the theater on 125th Street that we ought to see.
I seen that ad, George, with all them pictures of the chorus girl. And I noticed you've been looking at it for 5 minutes, too.
Yeah, well, I tell you, honey, there ain't one of these chorus girls that has got your style, your looks, or your figure.
There ain't, George?
No, that's why I enjoy looking at them.
George! George, why don't you stop talking nonsense? You know, one of these days, Say, George, look here in the paper.
What's that?
There was a robbery in the neighborhood yesterday at Robinson's jewelry store. A man robbed a place of $5,000 in jewels.
$5,000?
Yes, and it happened right at 4:15 yesterday afternoon. And it say here they is offering $1,000 reward for identification to the criminal's arrest. George, what is you looking so funny about?
Well, I'll tell you about it, honey. You see, exactly 4:15 yesterday, me and Andy was on the corner in front of Robinson's jewelry store. Andy had his camera with him, and he's been snapping pictures all day. So Andy said,
"Hey, Kingfish, there's just one more picture left on the roll of film here. The rest of them are deep. How about me taking the last one of you?"
Well, I ain't so photoanemic myself, but I want to go ahead. I tell you what, Andy, I'll get over here by the jewelry store window here. That'll make a good background. All right, all set, Andy.
Yeah, all right now, Kingfish, hold still. Raise your head a little, Kingfish. That bald knob of yours is shining right in the lens. Well, here goes. Hey, mister, watch it, will you?
All right, buddy, don't get excited.
Kingfish, that fellow that come out of the jewelry store walked right in front of you just as I snapped the picture.
Oh, me, Andy. You goes to take a picture of me and you get one of another fella. Oh, I tell you.
George, you mean to say that Andy's got a picture of the fella that robbed a jewelry store? Why, that could mean $1,000 to Andy.
$1,000? Andy got that rule of film right in his pants pocket.
George Stevens, you ain't thinking of getting that film away from Andy and getting the reward yourself, is you?
Honey, what in the world would ever give you an idea like that? Boy's like a brother to me, just like a brother.
Well, that's different. I'm going in the kitchen.
Andy got that rope in his pants pocket. Now, to get his pants away from him, he'd have to be unconscious. Now, let's see here. How do you go about putting your brother out of his misery long enough to steal his pants? Get on in the lodge hall here. I got a lot of thinking to do. Oh, Henry Van Porter, what you doing down at the lodge hall this morning?
Well, it was a lovely day, Kingfish, and my wife Clara suggested that I take a stroll in the park. The only trouble was I ripped my trousers when she throwed me down the stairs.
Yeah, well, Henry, sometimes them wifely suggestions can be a little on the bruising side, you know.
Yes, they sure can. Hey, by the way, Kingfish, while I was sitting here, I noticed that big piece of loose plaster on the
Oh, yeah, well, we got to get that fixed one of these days. Every time you slam the door, it pulls away a little more. Look at that, just hanging by a little of it.
Yes, you ought to have that fixed, because, you know, that could fall down and knock somebody unconscious.
Hey, Henry, it might knock somebody unconscious.
Yes.
It could fall and knock somebody unconscious. That, couldn't it?
Oh, yes. One good slam of that door might be the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, Henry, and I think I know just the dromedary that's going to get plastered. Oh, come in, Brother Andy, come in.
Yeah, Henry Van Porter say you want to see me about something right away.
Yes, Andy, I figured that if you wasn't doing nothing, me and you might engage ourselves in a little friendly game of canasta.
I'm afraid I ain't much on them card games. Anyhow, I ain't never played canasta.
Nothing to it, Andy. Nothing to it. We'll play on my desk here. I'll tell you what you do. Pull up a chair.
Okay. Where'll I put my chair?
Oh, any place, Andy. How about putting it on them chalk marks right down there?
Yeah. Say, by the way, Kingfish, what is them chalk marks doing on the floor anyway?
Oh, just left over from an old game of tic-tac-toe. Set the chair down there, Andy, with the leg of the chair on the tick tail right there.
Yeah. Well, I is all set. Deal out the cards, King.
By the way, Andy, would you mind removing your derby there? One of the first rules of canasta is that you play it with your hat off.
Yeah, well, I'll throw it on the sofa. Okay, start canasta.
Now listen, Andy, I think I'll go get us a cold drink out of the icebox in the back of the lodge hall. You deal the cards.
Okay, I'll deal them out.
Yeah, and I'll be back, Andy. And say, would you mind dealing your hand just a wee bit to the left? Oh. That's it. Now, let me set your head like this. There. That's a lovely dealing angle you got there. That's it. I'll be right back. That bring down the whole got to be out cool.
Hi, Kingfish. Thought you went to get us a cold drink.
Oh, yeah, so I did, Andy. Yeah, I'll have to go out again.
Listen, I am still dealing the cards here. How will I know when to stop?
Oh, you'll know, Andy, you'll know.
What you peeking in for, Kingfish?
Nothing, Andy, nothing. Mind your own business, will you? Just keep on dealing them cards.
Well, I is all finished dealing. I done run out of cards. I'll help you get them cold drinks.
No. Now, just stay where you is. I'll get them.
Speaking again, huh? And listen, Kingfish, stop slamming that door, will you? Forget the cold drink. Come on, let's play the canasta.
Okay. Nothing ever works for me.
Kingfish, is you hurt bad?
Oh, and where is I?
You is okay now, Kingfish. The plaster done accidental knocks you unconscious.
What are you standing over me for, Andy? You was the one that was supposed to be knocked unconscious.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Kingfish. Something is going on here. Yeah. Chalk marks on the floor. You slamming that door. What you up to, Andy?
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. Don't take off your coat and get mad. Now, wait a minute. Listen, now, we ain't got no time to lose you. I'm going to do the unexpected. I'm going to tell you the truth. Andy, you done read in the newspaper about the robbery at Robinson's jewelry store. Why, they offer $1,000 reward.
Yeah, I see that. What's that got to do with us?
Well, now, listen, Andy. Don't you remember we was taking pictures yesterday in front of the jewelry store at 4:15? Now, the fella that run in front of the camera was the crook that robbed the store.
the crook, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we can get the $1,000.
That's the idea.
But, Kingfish, what you tried to do to me, that was the dirtiest trick.
Well,
that
now,
I...
wait, now, wait a minute, Andy. Look, I tell you what, I was going to split with you 50-50. This ain't no time to fight, Andy.
Yeah, you're right, Kingfish. The first thing to do is to get that picture developed and get it down to the police. Oh, boy. We get $1,000 reward, and there ain't no way we can get in trouble.
Frankie, open up. It's Pete.
Okay, okay. Come in. What's up?
Frankie, did you see the paper? They're offering $1,000 reward for you on that Robinson job.
I seen it. Relax. I'm laying low, ain't I?
Yeah, but what if some stoolie tries to turn you over to the cops?
Now listen, anyone turns me over to the cops, I'll blow so many holes in the top of his head, he'll whistle like a pipe organ.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist with a welcome from the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store name. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Rexall MI-31 is a good example. This tangy amber-colored antiseptic works equally well as a mouthwash, gargle, or breath deodorant, and when used full strength, kills contacted germs almost instantly. Ask for Rexall MI-31 at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Well, I sure sorry, fellas. I done drive you fellas all over town, but don't look like nobody can develop that roll of film on Sunday.
Yeah, Amos, we get the tough break. Look like we're going to lose that $1,000.
Yeah, we as dead ducks if the cops catch that crook before we get the film developed. We got a picture of the crook there and can't get the film. Come on, Anna. Let's get on in the lodge for you. Yeah, well, I guess you're going to have to wait till Monday, fellas, but I sure hope you get the $1,000.
Yeah, well, thank you anyway, Amos. See you later.
Yeah, so long, fella. And there must be some place we can get that film developed on Sunday.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Hey, look who's coming. Shorty the barber. Hi, Shorty.
Well, I'll be doggone if they, I met you when I hire, fella.
Yeah, say,
Shorty, does you possibly know where we can get a roll of film developed on Sunday?
Oh, well, certainly, yeah. I know just the place. Wilson's Pharmacy.
Yeah, well, where is Wilson's Pharmacy?
Oh, you just go 8 blocks to... Get on a cross-town trailer and you go as far as you take the bus down 134th Street and you grab a cab, you take the subway, you go down there, you go, well, how do you like that? They've moved.
Now listen, Shorty, we ain't got a minute to lose here. We got to get this picture developed and we got to get it developed fast. Now it's a matter of life and death.
Well, I don't know what wait a minute. Wait a minute. A friend of mine has a dark room in the basement of his apartment. He's out of town, but you could use that if you know how to develop the film yourself.
Well, I was a janitor once in a photograph shop. Yeah, I used to watch the fellas develop film. Yeah, I got a rough idea how to do it.
Well, Kingfish is our only chance.
Yeah, but Shorty, how is we ever going to get into the basement?
Oh, we could stop by the locksmith and get him to make a... We could get down to the hardware store and get a skeleton key that'll fit. We could break down the... We could smash the... that you can't... When the door's open.
Well, Andy, here we are. Sure is a nice dark room Shorty's friend is letting us use here.
Yeah, look at all the stuff he got down here. Got equipment for printing, developing. Look at all the bottles and trays for the acid.
Yeah, well, let's get started. Close the door. Now, turn out the light, Andy.
Wait a minute. We got to put out the light to develop the film?
Oh, certainly, Andy. Everybody knows that later's the enemy of film.
It is, huh?
Yeah, don't you remember? Learned that in school. It's the law of heredity. That was discovered by Sir Isaac Fig Newton, you remember?
Ain't he the fella that discovered electricity when he turned on the light while he was sitting in the bathtub?
Yeah, that's the boy. I believe you was right there. Now, before we turn over the lights here in the dark room, I see you looking around there. Now, look good and remember where everything is so you know where to grab for the different stuff as I need it.
Yeah, okay. I was all set. I done mesmerized where everything is.
Good.
Go ahead, switch off the light. Darkest I've ever been. Can't see nothing. Uh-oh, hold it.
What's the matter?
I think there's light leaking. I see a bright spot.
No, Annie, that's your eyes. You always see that, after you turn the light off, you see the light like that. It's an optical illusion. Now, let me unroll the film here.
Is got both hands on the film?
Who's I is, Andy? Why?
Funny, I feel a hand on my wallet. Is that a optical illusion, too?
Must be, Andy. Only two of us in here.
Something tells me that light ain't the only enemy I gotta watch out for.
Now, Andy, look here. Now, I got the film unrolled, yeah? So we can't turn on the light no more. Now, what must we do now?
Yeah, what is we gonna do?
Well, now, look here. I got the developing tray right here in front of me. Now, the first thing I need is a funnel. You remember where it is in the dark end?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, here it is. I found the funnel.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. Now, I got to have a bottle of developing acid. Remember, all the bottles is up on the shelf, you know?
Yeah, just a second. Feel around you. I found the bottle.
Stand back and let me handle this. I think I see the extra bottle of developing acid right in the sink here when the light was on. Let me feel around you.
Uh-oh. That optical illusion is snapping at my wallet again.
You don't mean to tell me, Andy.
I wish that optical illusion knowed that I put my wallet in my other pocket, and besides that, there ain't no money in it.
Yeah, well, Andy, I don't think the optical illusion will bother you no more.
Yeah. What you going to do now, King?
Well, I found the acid. Now, I'm going to start pouring it in now.
Go ahead. That's enough, acid. Hold it.
Why?
My pocket is full.
Yeah. Now, look, Andy, we ain't getting no place in the dark here. Let me roll up the film here. Wait a minute. Yeah, wait till I finish rolling it up. Now we can turn on the light and get out of here.
Well, hurry up.
Okay, Andy, now you can put on the light. Andy, the only thing for us to do is to wait till tomorrow and get some photographer to develop the film as fast as he can.
Yeah, that's the thing. Then we can turn it over to the police and they can pick a thief up. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, if that stupid crook only knowed what we was doing to him.
Frankie, it's me, Pete. Something just happened. I heard on the grapevine that someone got your picture coming out of that jewelry store yesterday.
Someone got my picture? Hey, wait a minute. There was a guy on the sidewalk. A fat guy with a camera.
Yeah, he's from someplace called the Mystic Knights of the Sea Lodge Hall. I hear he's planning on turning it over to the cops. What are you going to do, Frankie?
What am I going to do? I'm going to make a little trip over to that lodge hall. And whoever took that picture is going to be broken of a very nasty habit. Breathing.
And now, here's your Rexall family druggist.
If you frequently suffer from acid indigestion, I'd like you to remember two words, Bismarex.
Bismarex? Oh, yes, that's Rexall's famous antacid, isn't it?
That's right, ma'am. The antacid with the exclusive Rexall formula that gives both fast and prolonged relief. You see, Bismarex is specially compounded to work in a continuous relay. First, it quickly neutralizes excess acidity, often within just 1 minute. Then other ingredients, dissolving more slowly, ease gastric distress. And lastly, Bismarex leaves a soothing, protective covering on irritated stomach membrane.
That way you get both quick and prolonged relief.
Exactly. So for the two words, acid indigestion, always remember these two words, Bismarex. B-I-S-M-A-R-E-X, Bismarex. Ask for it at Rexall drugstores everywhere. And remember this also, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Look, Kingfish, take it easy, will you? Quit pacing up and down the place. We still can't get that film developed till tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I knew we can. I knew we can. But I was just thinking, Andy, till we'll be all set, why don't we find the nearest photography shop now so we know exactly where we're going?
Yeah, that's right. Listen, Kingfish, you got one of them classified telephone books?
Yeah, got one in the desk drawer here. Yeah, let's see, where is that? Well, it ain't here, Anderson. My brother's done took it. Wait a minute, sir. Yeah, there's one someplace around here. Tell you what you do. Scout around the meeting hall in the back there. I think you'll find one there.
Yeah, okay, Kingfish. I'll be right back.
Oh, boy. 500 bucks apiece. Can't wait to get my hand on that money. I'll really be on easy. 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 Come in, what can I do for you, sir?
I'm looking for a certain fella in this lodge.
Well, we got a lot of boys here. Got any idea what his name? Me for protruding, mister. But your face seem a little familiar. Ain't you the man that was coming out of Robinson's jewelry store when I gotta be going. I gotta be. I'm due over. I'm supposed to. I done forgot what I remembered here.
Sit down, Spindlehead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
So you know about the picture, eh? Listen, before I came over here, I made up my mind to find the guy who's figuring on turning that picture over to the police.
What you going to do to him, mister?
I'm going to tear him in half and beat the life out of each half.
Yeah, sir. Certainly thorough, right, ain't you?
Now talk, bud.
Yeah, sir. Now look, mister. I don't know nothing about no picture or who took the picture or nothing about
now,
it.
Now listen, someone in this lodge snapped that picture. I'm going to fix him good.
Hey, King.
Well, if it ain't Photographer Brown.
See, you got company here. Pardon me, mister. I just want to tell my friend something. Say, Kingfish, I checked and I found a photographer that's got 2 hours service. Boy, when they catches that dirty crook, we gets the $1,000 and he gets 15 years. Ha!
Congratulations, Andy. You was the first man in history that ever dug his grave with his mouth.
So you're the guy that took the picture, eh?
Yes, sir. It was me, all right. I was always on my toes. I was the one that, excuse me, mister, but I just noticed the way your coat pocket is sticking out. It's got the longest index finger I done ever seen.
Stand right where you are and don't move.
Kingfish, I know this sounds fucking do fella have
with bullets.
Then this is the fella that
right. And whichever one of you guys got that roll. You better hand it over, or there's going to be a new face in the morgue tonight.
You got it, Kingfish. Give it to him.
Yes, I'll give it to you, mister. I got it right here in my desk drawer. Here's the rule, mister. Just don't point that gun at me, will you, please, sir?
Yes, sir, mister, because we're...
Hello there, boys. I just thought I'd drop over and... Say, I don't like to interrupt no personal holdup. I'll drop by later.
Sit down, shrimp, and shut up.
Careful, Calhoun.
Now, wait a minute, sir. There ain't but one man in the world that can tell Algonquin J. Calhoun to shut up. There ain't but one man in the world that can tell Algonquin J. Calhoun to sit down.
You see this gun?
You is the man.
Now, listen. I'm leaving now, and my advice to you guys is to keep your mouths shut. So long.
Nice fella.
Well, there went our chance for $1,000 reward. My eyes were gusted. I feel so bad about losing this money, I'm going on home. So long.
So long, Ender.
This is a tough break for you, Kingfish.
No, it ain't, Calvin. I still got the roll of film here in my pocket. That roll of film that I give to Crook was an old one. I done put the fast one on Crook and on Andy, too.
Yeah, now you can get the $1,000 reward for yourself.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta split it.
And if you take my advice, you take that old roll of film right down to the police station and let them develop it.
The only thing is, though, Calhoun, I was afraid to be anywhere near the police station with the Crook floating out town.
Well, I'll take it down there for you.
Or would you do that, Calhoun? All you gotta do is to tell them that when they develop it, that the picture of the Crook is on the 8th film on the roll, the last one.
Glad to do it for you, Kingfish. Glad to do it.
Well, Sergeant, I understand you cracked the Robinson jewelry case.
That's right, Captain. Some lawyer named Calhoun walked in here and gave us the roll of film with the thief's picture on it. We developed it, and sure enough, it was a perfect picture.
Well, that was a lucky break.
Yeah, and we picked up the suspect in a matter of hours.
Good work.
Only thing is, he's a pretty tough egg, and we can't get a confession out of him. We've been grilling him in the next room for 8 hours.
Well, let's go in. I'd like to talk to him.
Okay. There he is, Captain. Keeps claiming that the whole thing is a mistake, and the real Crook must have run out of the way before the picture was snapped.
Yeah, that's the truth, Captain. I ain't never stole no jewelry in my life.
Your Rexall family drug.
For more complete protection from vitamin deficiency, take Rexall Plenamins. 2 Plenamins a day give 10 important vitamins, including vitamin B12, plus the nutritional extras of liver concentrate and iron. What's more, Plenamins give you this extra protection at no greater cost. Ask for Plenamins, 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 at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to visit your friendly Rexall drugstore. Good night.
See you next Sunday.
Attention, men. You've got only 4 days left in which to buy Stag brushless shave cream for exactly half price. Yes, for the remainder of this month, you can buy the regular 50-cent jumbo-sized tube of Stag brushless shave cream for only 25 cents. Exactly half price. Cash in on this better shaving, money-saving offer. Get the regular 50-cent tube of Stag brushless shave cream for only 25 cents at Rexall drugstores everywhere. Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when your Rexall druggist will again present the Amos and Andy Show. The Amos and Andy Show is written by Joe Connolly, Bob Mosier, and Bob Ross. Stay tuned for the Edgar Bergen Charlie McCarthy program, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Ken Niles speaking. Program is transcribed. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.